Game Cube.
That dude.
Game Cube. Again, I'm straight up out the Clem town. Detroit City.
The MC Nerd Jack Show. Welcome back to the MC Nerd Jack Show with your host.
Feels weird to say.
Game Cube. That dude.
But we are here. See if we can get some viewers here before I get going on the show. But it feels good to be back, man. I know it's been a minute since I've done an episode, but you know, family. Can't be on here the way I used to be. Sorry, trying to get everything set up here. Get the levels right. Yeah, man. 2024 is over. A lot of good shows, man, I've been watching. A lot of good music. You know what? I want to start off giving a shout out to, I think, the Detroit MVP of the year as far as this rap thing goes. I'm going to have to give a shout out to my boy Valid, man. He's been putting in a lot of work this year. Had a couple good albums. The Peach Brandy. He had with the Bronco tape. I think he might have had another one earlier in the year, too. Man, I forget what that one was called. And then he had the big Block Party. That was off the chain. And then, you know, he had his first European tour. So, you know, shout out to the homie Valid. Is he out here doing his thing? I actually had the Peach Brandy. I didn't get a chance to, like, do my end of the year list like I normally do. But I definitely would put Peach Brandy up there with, like, probably the top 10 hip-hop albums of the year. So if you haven't checked out Peach Brandy with Valid, definitely check that out. What's up, Frank? I ain't seen you in a minute, man. I hope everything's well with the fam. Thanks for popping in. Yeah, man. Obviously, Kendrick Lamar's had a crazy year. So, you know, that GNX album is up there for sure. It's a little different doing this on IG Live because I don't think y'all can really hear the music that I normally would play, like, through the podcast system. But I would say, I might just do it this way. Because we've been rocking with Peekaboo. I'm trying to pull up the albums right here. See if that come off. We gotta hear it. I don't know if that's coming through on the IG Live or not, if y'all can hear that. Peekaboo. Boogers in my chain.
Peekaboo. I hit it from the back, I told her move her in. Peekaboo. It's like, where at? Peekaboo. On your
top, I'm with Doc. Don't look back. What they talking about?
So we've been riding with that one. Definitely this right here. Shout out to my homie Scatterbrains. He hit me up, said he was watching Watchmen, the TV show, and Regina King pulled up in the first episode in a black Grand National. Masked up, looking tough. I really hope that Kendrick plays this. He's got to perform this at the halftime show, right, for the Super Bowl. He's got to. I mean, it only makes sense, right? Yeah, so, I mean, that album, it's a solid album. Like, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, they feel like it's a mixtape more than an album. And that may be true, you know what I mean? But either way, I can rock with it. I can throw it on, only a few skips. You know what I mean? So it's solid. I would throw it in there. I mean, it's not Kendrick's best work. I still think personally, To Pimp a Butterfly, Section 80. I might throw it. I mean, I don't even like the Untitled Unmastered personally. Then I might throw it like right there with like a three-way tie with Damn, This, and I'm losing. I can't think of the first album. I'm tripping. Good Kid, Mad City. So I probably throw it like, you know, fourth, fifth. But I mean, Kendrick's got what, almost 10 albums now, 9-10 albums. So that, I mean, that's solid. It's like midway. It's mid, which back in our day, you know, mid was, when I was young, mid was solid. You know, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It did what it was supposed to do. You feel me? So definitely been rocking with that this year. I was checking out that Marv 1 album. Oh, why'd I get kicked off? Probably I was playing too much the regular music. I got kicked off IG Live, y'all. We still here recording, though. Let's see here. All right, we back live. They did me dirty. I must have been playing too much of... IG Live doesn't like when you play a bunch of music for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe I gotta put a disclaimer that I'm like podcast DJ or something. I don't know. So I be seeing DJs up on here doing their thing with no issues. I don't know. I'm frozen though. Right, let's try this again. Dang, it did me dirty. See, I gotta start using like StreamYard or something. It's gonna make me discard this video. That's cold-blooded how they did me. I don't even know if I got the first little bit of that. Alright, well, we still here on the podcast episode. Sorry, y'all, that's just listening to the episode after the fact. I'm trying to type in the title of the IG Live so that it pops up. All right, we back. So I also been rocking with I don't know that I've really been rocking with a whole bunch of full albums. Honestly, there's only been a few. Like I said, shout out again to Valid, because I have been rocking with the Peach Brandy, that full album. I'm tripping. Yo, shout out to Common and Pete Rock. They might have album of the year, for real. If y'all have not checked out the Auditorium Volume 1, you are tripping. You hip-hop fan, you might want to reevaluate, because you're slipping, you're falling, and I hope you can get up. That's how it started out. I mean, it feel like the old Pete Rock, but the new is new. You know what I mean?
Dreaming. Baby, we can do it. Take your time, do it right. I was hearing melodies and rhythms through the night. This was a dream. It felt real like a fight. What made it real? J Dilla was there in the light. A movement was happening. Ace Brown was rapping and Cool G and Polo talking about they back again. I seen Prince. He was time traveling through the Morris days and Gladys nights. Sheila E. reminded me about the glamorous life. Ali was telling me why he had to fight. The struggle, he never left so we could have our rights. Biggie and Prodigy told me to grab the mic. I was shook. Now ain't no such thing.
Halfway crook.
They become things as the sunbeam. I seen queens like Latifah.
I'm rocking with this song too, with Pop Noose from De La Soul. This is When the Shine, When the Sun Shines Again by Lau on the hook. That's how we start in 2025 off, you know what I mean, with some realness.
I was born son of the hell, yeah, so I received the gospel. Told to go spell it and bring it back to Chicago. Raps you sample for the street apostles. The big payback for the dollar that I borrow. Bus raps for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So right here too, all kind of ideas. Oh yeah, that's exactly why. Cause they just kicked me off the IG Live again. That's exactly why they're getting me. They don't like all the music I'm playing. Well, I do it for the audio listeners, really, anyways.
To make beats on the table if I break my computer. And still make hits like I used to. Keep your top five, I'm God's favorite producer. 16 bars of pressure, no metronome. Thinking outside the box, that's a
We got a Pete Rock verse, y'all.
It's only one of me can never do what I do.
So many people. This sample right here is just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
many people seek her, me especially. The her I'm talking about right now is destiny. She and I was supposed to meet to chop it up. I wanted to ask her in life why I was getting stuck many times. She said some of that was in my mind. Mm-hmm. And grind plus the right time equals divine.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna play too much of it, but that's what it's been on. I can't mention Peach Brandy by Valley without at least playing y'all a little bit.
I'm Brandy EP, the original version. Tell me, how did that idea come about? Obviously, you was always pushing your name and your heritage, you know, even on the Mihailo.
Kobe je često letio helikopterom, tako je i ranije putovao na utakmice.
Koliko je u ovom trenutku opterećen COVID
sistem? Bill George Floyd tog dana umro da nije bilo.
Will you shut up, man?
To kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with the Ukrainian military to lay down their weapons and...
It's been a couple of years since your brother was here. You know I went from wonderful to tasting hundreds of tears. I used to act like I had nothing to fear. The real work of the universe busted my gear. It taught me real quick that nothing was promised. February 2020, thought nothing could stop us. Love from the city, it was something so amazing. About time, dog, I was running out of patience. The scene overseas, Val got it locked.
Hopefully I don't get booted this time again.
I was hitting the bottle. Nothing else matter. Call lightning in the bottle, but I'm watching it shatter. Told myself, let it go. It could be worse. Some lost jobs, some were overworked. Many had to bury loved ones in the dirt. And the one that I loved, I left the hurt. What brought us close, tore my family apart. Now my heart bears the guilt and the nastiest scars. Like an alcoholic, though it's back to the bars. You can only play your hand, ain't no tracking the cards. You never can tell which way it could go. It's all good though, real ones would know. I read the theories of Tesla as a poor shot from this leader of Brespa. Translation.
That beat come in nice on that one. She a bad. This one right here is called the music video is. The music video is fresh, man. Yo, it's funny.
Got a 9-to-5, but they think that I sell dope. Cause it look like I sell dope. Yeah, I spit rhymes, but they think that I sell dope. Cause it look like I sell dope. Got a 9-to-5, but they think that I sell dope.
Like low key, I kind of wanna. I'm after I play out one more of this.
Cause it look like I sell dope.
Rap for a living, but they think that I sell dope. Why? Cause it look like I sell dope. I ain't even mad at.
I'm gonna go back and just play the beginning of the music video for that one. This is the radio hit, man. I really thought, and I mean, who knows? You know, we never know what happens. Sometimes it creeps up on you in following year. But this is a straight radio hit right here. With Valid and Nisha Nache. It's not corny at all. Like, it's solid. I was proud of V for making this one. He had this track with Boog Brown, Plush, She Goes Off.
To the ladies in the room, if you fit this plush, and you know you got class, come sit with us. I'ma pour you a glass, baby, get your cup. This toast to the real, baby, lift it up. And put them up high, put them up high, put them up high. So pure, hair done, nail done, breast and pedicure. Got our own shit, so the boys are secure. Got our own shit, what is real men adore. Couple more shit, what is real men are for. Let's take it back, couple generations ago.
Last one I'll play for y'all a little bit is Sigaretta. I mean, I think I played this one for y'all, the true listeners, but since we're doing this on IG, I wanted to give proper due. This one has Valid, Fillmore Green, and John Connor. All of them rip it. It's a great song. So yeah, definitely check that out if y'all ain't checked it out yet. let me go to YouTube because I want to play y'all the beginning of this this 9-to-5 with Valid. And Stretch Money. Mm-hmm.
9 to 5, but they think that I sell dope.
No, why don't they do it? Is that how it starts? I'm tripping. Where is it at? So it's part of his video where he comes in and he, Valley comes in, he's like handing his resume to the manager. It might be on his IG. Yeah, I need to hear this. Hold on. Y'all bear with me while I look this up real quick. He just posted it not too long ago. Oh, here we go.
So, Mr. Valid, under references, you've listed Hex Murda, Killer Gongs, DJ Head, and Fat Philly.
Yes, ma'am. All true gentlemen and scholars.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Actually, who is that gentleman behind you?
Stretch Money.
Right. Okay. I was not aware this was going to be a joint interview today.
Oh, yeah. That's you know, Big Val, Big Stretch Money, Bill and Isaiah. You know what I'm saying, baby?
They honestly, they really need like a mini series together.
Okay.
Because this is
you
hilarious.
You can answer some phone calls.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, that's all we do all day is just talk on the phone.
All right. My options are limited. Can you start today?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they, for whatever reason on YouTube, they don't have the full version. But yeah, man, that's a great intro. Great album. Like I said, I really haven't been rocking with full albums. I'm going to try not to get kicked off of IG Live, so I'm not going to play anymore. But LL Cool J put out an album called The Force. There's a couple tracks on there that I rock with. Saturday Night Special with Rick Ross and Fat Joe. And probably my favorite one on there is Black Code Suite. Let me quickly so we don't get booted. Look, that's how it sounds. So you already know. I already know it's rocking. That whole album is produced by Q-Tip, so it's, you know what I mean? It's exactly what you would expect and more. So definitely check that out. For me personally, there's some, you know, some skips. Lupe Fiasco put out an album called Samurai, which is just a kind of a crazy concept. Like he, at some point, I guess Amy Winehouse, like, I don't know if it was in an interview or maybe like a magazine interview, but she talked about how she could be a battle rapper. And if she was a battle rapper, she would destroy every rapper. And so he wrote this album as if he was Amy Winehouse in battle rap form. So it's kind of a concept album. It's funny that that's, you know, his take on it. There's some really dope beats on there, some good songs. You know, it's definitely worth a mention for sure. Also, Marv One, the Marvelous One, put out an album early in the year, like April-ish, I think. Actually, there was a lot more. I'm looking at my saved music for the year, and there's actually a decent amount of music that came out this year. It's called I'm Fine, Thanks for Asking. He's got Elzai on there, Freeway, Fat Father, rapper Big Pooh, Quell Chris. Like that's a very good album too. Probably my favorite track on there is Measuring Stick and Nosy. I'm trying to think what else. Because now that I'm going through this, like I'm in Slum Village. I didn't even mention them. Slum Village came out with a new album this year. Shout out to y'all. I know they was performing tonight at the Foundation Hotel. So hopefully they did their thing, which I know they did. This might be my favorite song off the album. I'm trying to factor in Eric Robinson and Elijah Fox. This is the type of vibe I'll be on, you know what I mean? Something like that. Who else? Rhapsody. Gotta give her a shout out. Please Don't Cry. It's a long album. It's 22 tracks. She had this single, Asteroids, with Hit Boy.
First name Marlena, last name Evans. Underappreciated, but I'm still the most respected. My insecurity is the fear of being rejected. When you this raw, they listen with an erection. Niggas pull the Drake before they rap about affection. There I go, hard to rap without a message. My biggest flex is I can stand on what I did. Never faked anything to cause of how I lived. I ain't no millionaire, I ain't no bitch. Real niggas don't shoot, they talk with they fists. Lose some, win some, live another 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. It ain't worth doing the bid.
So yeah, I couldn't do this without giving Rhapsody a shout out for her album this year, Please Don't Cry. Not all the women, you know, is putting out tracks like Glorilla. I mean, shout out to Glorilla, because I ain't gonna front, like, I be bopping to her too, because she be rocking. But not all the female MCs, because people be complaining, like, you know, why is that all done? It's not. You just got to do a little bit of digging. You got ladies like Rhapsody, Boog Brown. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty more, for sure. Let me see, who else did I have for album of the year contention? Like I said, I didn't do my list like I normally do, but... Makami had this album with Katrinata. I don't know if it was this one. I think so. Nah, this is the Rich Haitian. This ain't the one with Katrinata. Makami, though, I can always rock with him. But if I'm being honest, I've really been rocking with a little bit less hip-hop this year. I was rocking with this Tim's album, Born in the Wild. My sons love this song, too. I got them on this song right here. Oh, what's up, Zach?
It was all a dream, just a new girl on the scene. Got your face on magazines. How it feels is killing me. Body you care to see. Plenty fire in my eyes. Just the way I like to be.
And then I've been rocking with No Worries, Anderson .Paak, and Knowledge. That album's dope too, if y'all ain't checked that out yet. Yeah, That's definitely IG Live kicked me one last time. All right, so this is going to be the last one I can play on IG Live because they don't like that. You live and you learn, right? If you've been rocking with me already on the audio, you already know most of the stuff that I've been rocking with. So we can get on here without doing that. And I'm going to try to get back on here again without the IG Live and give y'all like the regular episode that I like to do. Well, I got my notes and everything, and it's not so off the dome like this. But like I said, I just wanted to hop on here. I ain't been in here in a minute. Ain't put out the music for y'all like I normally do. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to jump on here and do that. Give y'all a little something, something. I didn't quite get on here right at midnight like I wanted to. Because, like I said, man, I'm family, man. So, got priorities that's more than just this. So and my kids are getting older, so they actually want to stay up till midnight. And you know, we got the little poppers, we out there doing those little, I don't even know what you call them, little popper things, little pop rockets. I don't even think it's a rocket, it's like a little, we wasted the good surprise on you, that little little popper things, you know what I'm saying? But they love that, so we did that. Yeah, I mean, earlier I was out here doing my chef curry with the pot. Yeah, I mean, so I was up there doing a shrimp boil. We did that, seafood boil. It was fire. I got mad leftovers, so I'm always happy about that. But yeah, man, that's really what I've been rocking on with this music joint. I really haven't checked the new Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre album yet. I haven't checked the Redman album yet. So yeah. So we, sorry, I got caught up trying to read something real quick. So yeah, that's what I've been rocking with music-wise. Sorry about that, y'all. All right, man. I think it's about time to really get into these Lions, right? These Lions been tearing it up. Absolutely tearing it up. And I mean, I shouldn't even say absolutely tearing it up because low-key, they'd be stumbling through a little bit, and I can't front, man, it'd be scaring me. Like, sometimes they're hard to watch. Like, this last game, man, against the this last game against the 49ers, it was tough, man. Like, I don't understand. Let me turn that off now. Actually, I might need it. I forgot. For whatever reason, so I got a new mic set up, which if you hopped on IG Live, then you saw me. But Mm-hmm. think I'm gonna save this IG Live thing for another time when I can get someone else to jump on with me. But I appreciate y'all. Shout out to Frank the Tank, Frankie, and shout out to my cousin Zach for jumping on. But yeah, I think I'm gonna save that for another time. What I will say though is these Detroit Lions.
So, Mr. Valid, under references you've listed Hex Murda, Killer Gons, DJ Head, and Fat Philly.
Yes, ma'am. All true gentlemen and scholars.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This episode of the MC Nerd Jock Show is brought to you by Friendly Neighborhood DJ, servicing all of Southeast Michigan. Now we know you can have anybody DJ your wedding, your birthday party, your school dance, family reunion, whatever the special event is. But let me tell you, it's more fun when you have somebody from the neighborhood. So this game against the 49ers, man, it was troubling, man, because we're limping. We got our defense that, you know, we're young. And to be honest with you, man, I don't know, man. I don't think they're going to be able to do what we need them to do going into the playoffs. I mean, you never know, right? Because they've been winning. They've still been winning 14-2. We got this tough game against the Vikings. The Vikings look good, man. We're going to have to shoot it out. And the issue with that is, man, is we don't have Montgomery the way that we did earlier in the season. So that's really going to mess up things, you know what I'm saying? Like, we really need... we could really use Montgomery right about now, because what Montgomery gives us, right, is he gives us the opportunity to have shorter downs in the red zone. We punch it right in. He can bounce off tackles a little bit better than Gibbs can. And like, for instance, we had a play. We had a play. Who was it against? We played right before the 49ers. I gotta see. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't remember who it was against, and I want to be right. I don't want to tell y'all the wrong thing. But it was right before we played the 49ers. Who did we play? I know y'all probably staring into the into the speaker like, come on, man. It was this team. You supposed to know. It was the Bears. My bad. All right, so we had one against the Bears, right? And we was in the red zone. I think Gibbs ran for like 15 yards or so and got us into the red zone. We were only like, I think we were on like the 5-6 yard line and first down, jam it. We get knocked like right at the line of scrimmage. You know what I mean? Second down, same thing. Third down, we get, I think it was, we might have scored on the third down, because I don't think we had to go for fourth down, which we would have. But second down, I think maybe we got 1 or 2 yards. And then at that third down, we punched it in after one of the linemen was like, ugh, gave him that lineman. You know what I mean? Ugh, you going to get this touchdown. So the difference is, like, Montgomery, he's just gonna pound it right in, you know, pause. He's just gonna straight into the end zone, you know what I'm saying? And that obviously just allows our offense to get off the field quicker. You know what I mean? Forces their defense. Forces their offense to have to do some work against our defense, or at least in this. But here's the thing, like I said, our defense isn't rocking the way they're supposed to. So at least if we can get our offense off the field quicker, score quicker, get off the field, get some rest, because you have to go right back out there and try to score again. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot on Gibbs, and he's been up to the task and doing his thing. But playoff football is playoff football. I mean, we're going to get a taste of that this upcoming Sunday night. But man, we got a hard task, man. And I know why they played their players for so long against the 49ers, really trying to secure the win, because the task would be that much harder not having the number one seed, which is just wild. The NFC North is off the chain this year. And the NFC itself is just, you know, it's a vast difference from, 10 years ago when the Patriots, Tom Brady used to with the Patriots, and it was AFC everything. You know what I'm saying? So, and even honestly, like the last, 5 years, go back 5 years ago with the Chiefs, the Bills, Cincinnati, like AFC was the dogs. Yeah, I mean, the NFC, we had our few teams, but you kind of knew there was only going to be maybe 3-4 teams in the run to try to get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, there's some squads. There's some serious squads that can mess around and do damage this year. So it'll be interesting to see how everything gets matched up if we do get the bye. We could see ourselves maybe playing somebody like the Commanders. We're going to have to outshoot everybody. So I guess it really doesn't matter who we play until we can get some more people back on defense, which obviously we're not going to, it's not going to be like, hey, game, you know, second game in the playoffs, now we got everybody back. Like, it's going to be, you know, they're going to come in staggered. So, you know, we just got to hope for the best. Hope we get the right matchups and then keep everybody on offense healthy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is going to be something. I'll be honest though, like, selfishly as a true Lions fan, I love seeing us, you know, on these primetime episodes, or I don't know why I say episodes, primetime game times, but it's tough. Right? It's tough trying to stay up to 11 o'clock at night and watching the Lions, man. I do miss those 1 p.m. games, man. We didn't know how good we had it with the time schedule. But I would trade it all, though. I'll stay up late and lose some sleep to see us in the Super Bowl. I was just talking to my wife the other day, like, you know, is it enough for the Lions to just make the Super Bowl? Well, you know, I don't know. For me, honestly, it is. I would be happy, right? I would be fulfilled as a Lions fan just saying, hey, you remember that one time that the Lions made it to the Super Bowl? As much as we've gone through, bro, I was at, I think, maybe the second game. It might have been the first game they did it, or the second game when they was putting a brown paper bag over their head. My dad took me to Ford Field. Lions was booty, straight booty. I think Joey Harrington was the quarterback still. I don't even know. I don't even remember if Calvin Johnson was there yet. And we're sitting lower level. I think like to the left of one of the field goals. but like on the yard lines, we weren't end zone. Probably like, I would say like the 15 yard line we were sitting at. The place was empty. It was cool being in the stadium. It was a brand new stadium. I never got a chance to go to Silverdome. I had been to the Palace a bunch of times. Been to Joe Louis like once or twice at the time. So it was really cool to see like a brand new stadium. I think it was only like maybe 3 years old at the time. We went to the game. I was excited. I was playing football at the time too. So it was just cool to be in that atmosphere. And so we're sitting watching the game, and then we just see a dude. Like we see, they show it on the big screen. Like somebody had the brown paper bag over their head. And then we kind of looked, and I spotted him, and he was kind of like to the right of us, not too far away. And then we see security like coming, trying to get dudes to take the bag off. So my man took the bag off and then passed it down. And they just kept passing it down. And we seen the dude like running in front of us trying to pass it to somebody else because there was all these empty seats. So he had to run a little bit to try to catch up to somebody else that he could put the paper bag on, man. Like, so I you know, I mean, I was there. I was a fan then, up until what we at now. And I'm gonna be honest, man. I would be cool. I would be cool if it was we just made the Super Bowl. Obviously, when we get there, like, man, just... Man, all these times that I done watched the Lions and they 0-16, like, losing, getting blown out against teams that, you know, you feel like we have a chance with and it just never works out. And so to see them... You know what I mean? Like, if they were able to pull it off and just be in the Super Bowl, and now I'm at a Super Bowl party and we all decked out in Lions gears, just watching the game, like, come on, man. Like, be honest with yourself. I know we still doing our thing, and you know, I pray that we get to where we're trying to get to, you know what I mean? And we can all celebrate on Woodward, heading straight down to the Hart Plaza or to the Down Brush. If they're going to the stadium, I don't even know where they would do to. Obviously, they're rolling down Woodward, but I don't know where they'd be heading. But we best believe I would be there with the rest of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Pushing the daddy wagon and all. You know what I mean? So, but man, just imagine what it would be. The Lions at the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar at halftime. Come on, man. I would be straight. I'd be cool, man. I wouldn't be upset. I'd be happy. I don't care what happens. I'm like, man, my Lions is in the Super Bowl. Be honest with yourself. Be honest, man. It's cool. I know where I would be. I'd be happy. Real happy. Because... I done been through the trenches with him, man. I done been through the trenches, been through the dirt, the muck, the mud with him. So if we, you know what I mean, now we up in the penthouse, what I got to complain about if this only lasts for one night? You know what I'm saying? I know we ain't gonna go all the way back down to the trenches in one night. You might be mid-level. Middle of the hotel, even in the hotel lobby, but we ain't gonna be in the trenches. So you know what I mean? It gotta be grateful. Better be grateful, dog. For real. So that's all I gotta say about that, man. Now these Pistons, man, the Detroit Pistons. Boy, we got some new energy, man. Some new energy, and I'm with it. I'm really with this. You know what I mean? Like, they just had a West Coast trip. and they pulled one off against the Lakers. LeBron had nothing but solid things to say about Cade Cunningham. Then they had a crazy one against the the Sacramento Kings. So let's see. I'm sorry. I was trying to look up, see their last games that they just had. They played a big game against. I'm just going off of December. So this is, we just rolling through December. So they played the Bucks in that group play of the NBA Cup. They lost that. Lost against the Celtics. Came back, beat the Knicks. Lost against the Celtics again. We struggling against the Celtics. Won an OT against the Heat. Then we, let me see here. What is the home game? All right, so we still at home. We lost against the Jazz. Then here we go. Here we go out west. We beat the Suns, 133 to 125. Then we had the Lakers, 117 to 114. Then we had the Kings, last second shot. We won 114 to 113. And then we had the Nuggets, and that one we lost, 134 to 121. So that's what? One, two, three, four. Three out of four. We went on our West Coast trip of four games. I'll be back at home tomorrow, New Year's Day, against Orlando. See what I'm saying? They already passed. They already won more games. I'm sorry, they tied. Let's see. How many games they win last year? Last year they won 14 games. We have 14 games right now. 14 and 18. And 10th seed. So I think if all stayed the same, we'd be in the play-in game. So this is promising, man. Like, for real. Like, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm excited to see what we're gonna do next. You know what I'm saying? I think this is This is good news, man. This is good news for us. I'm be honest, man. I really haven't been watching college basketball. I really haven't been keeping up with college football. It's just hard with five kids. I'm being real with y'all, man. I struggle even to watch what I do watch, man. So half the time I be folding laundry and trying to clean up or feed somebody some food when I'm trying to watch the Lions game. So it's, you know, it is what it is, man. I ain't complaining. I'm just telling you what it is. So as far as, I mean, even NBA games, I don't really watch like that like I used to. I just try to keep up with the highlights. Keep up with the standings, because I do want to support the Pistons as best I can. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Now, I wasn't able to get on IG Live right when I wanted to, because the kids was still up, like I said, and then I got my wife into, we probably started it too late, that's my own fault, but we started watching the Batman. The newest Batman with Robert Pattinson and Colin Farrell, Zoe Kravitz, and all them that came out 2022. Oh, dang, I can't believe it's been that long that it came out now. The reason why I got her on that, I actually started rewatching it because I've been watching The Penguin. Now, I done heard a lot of people say that they feel like it's the best like comic book movie or like adaptation to screen, and it's up there. I can't front, it's up there. But personally, I would still put it behind the Watchmen TV show from HBO. My man, if y'all ain't seen that, you need to go back. For real, for real. that series is phenomenal. You know, I mean, I'm upset that they didn't renew that. But yeah, that's one that you need to go check out if you ain't never checked it out. A shout out to For All Nerds. You should, I think if you go on their back catalog, you can check what they did with The Watchmen. Like following up each episode and their reviews and stuff. They really do a good job. So shout out to DJ Ben Amin and Tatiana King. Yeah, man. So The Penguin. What do I got? Hold on. Let me put my... Which one is it? Where is it at?
Cover your ears. Skip it. One bit.
Oh, y'all can't see it on the video, but it's... Cover your ears. Cover your ears. Skip ahead and come back. Cover your ears. Skip ahead and come back.
Spoiler alert.
Skip ahead and come back. Yeah, man. Because The Penguin, I want to talk about this one while it's fresh, man. Yo, man, they did a great job. Just let's give a round of applause to the costume and design, bro. Let's give him another one. Give him a cheer too, because it don't look nothing like Colin Farrell, man. Nothing. Don't look nothing like homeboy, man. Nothing at all. But you wouldn't know that, man. I would not know that, man. she said, I would not know that man if he walked right in front of me. No, you would not, because it don't look nothing like him. The costume and design on that is wild, man. It's dope though, man, because I don't think I've ever seen anybody do Penguin the way that they're doing it. And I've watched almost every incarnation of the Batman on film and TV. Literally almost everything. Even the Justice League, Batman, all of it. And this was dope to see, like, the rise of the Penguin, you know what I mean? Oswald Cobblepot. They I'm trying to see if I really want to get into detail with, and like spoil things. You know me, I try not to spoil too much, but I did give the exclaimers, right? I did it. Y'all heard it, right? You heard it? Cover your ears.
Spoiler alert.
Nope, it's not working now. Anyways, though, y'all heard it. Cover your ears. Skip ahead and come back. All right, man, for real. So, you know what I really like? Rewatching Batman. I really enjoyed what they kind of did with the Falcons, man. Like really trying to give you the scope of how kind of evil Carmine was. The way they kind of brought that in, from what we knew of Carmine from the Batman, and then giving more detail of even how he was with his daughter, Sophia. Like, shout out to the actress that plays Sophia. Hold on, I said Colin Farrell, so I need to go check out who old girl's name is. We can't just give the guys the nod. We gotta give our shout out to our ladies too. Kristen Melody. Let me see. What else do I know her from? She looks so familiar. Oh my goodness. Of course, that's why. How I Met Your Mother. She's the mother. I was wondering why she looked so familiar this whole time. That's crazy. She's a great actress, because she did not act anything like she did on How I Met Your Mother. Not one single bit. You know what I mean? It's just like a true mob, like a really good, really well done mob show. You know what I mean? Honestly, like it, I was kind of surprised that it was done so well. Yeah, I gotta check that out for real. They really, and without spoiling it too much, man, they really do a good job of humanizing the Penguin, and then like really giving you a reminder like of who he is, and like, all right, hold up now. Yes, we humanized him. We let you, because everybody's human, right? But not everybody makes the same choices. Yeah, I mean, it's the choices that separate us as far as our values and who we are as people, and how we, you know, present ourselves to the world. You know what I mean? And at the end, man, they really remind you of okay, this is the Penguin, though. I know y'all loved him, and y'all was like kind of rooting for him a little bit, and amongst this gang war and these mob ties, you know what I mean? But it's the Penguin. Penguin gonna be the Penguin, you know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to everybody that worked on the Penguin. Amazing show. I also rocked, what else did I watch? Oh, Silo, The Foundation this year. I was on that. You already know, I talked about that, but just kind of, like I said, it's a review for the year. Bring us in 2025, but like The Foundation was dope, man. I can't wait for that to come back. The Rings of Power. That was ill too. Like I caught on to that late and got a chance to watch it, and then like I slept on the, like literally slept on season one. I fell asleep a couple episodes and then like I never went back. And then I rewatched, I think I rewatched the first Hobbit, the Hobbit, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I remember why I like this stuff. And so I watched The Rings of Power, and season two was no slowness at all. It was dope, fire, incredible. And then that made me end up rewatching The Hobbit trilogy and then The Lord of the Rings trilogy. So I got sucked completely in. And I can't wait for season three of The Rings of Power. Apparently we just doing all spoilers today, because
spoiler alert,
we just catching up on everything. But it man, it's crazy to think about that show. Like I don't know how they kept giving power to my mans. Like, how did they not see through who he was, for real? Like, I guess that's a superpower, right? Is bringing everybody in, and once you think I'm a friend, then I got you. It's just a wild, like, wild power, man. Like, just to be the manipulator, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, that show's dope. What else was on? I'm sorry I ain't make the list this year like I wanted to, but I still just wanted to bring y'all something, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be away. I wanted to give y'all something properly. Do what it do, you feel me? Shoot, what else did I watch? Silo season two. Oh, I'm tripping, man. The Acolyte, we already went through that before because they canceled it on us, but we talked about that. That was incredible. Star Wars has been doing their thing, because this skeleton crew, like, I gotta watch that, the newest episode that just came on tonight. I gotta catch up on that. That show is actually really fire. Like, after the first episode, you know what I mean, I didn't really know what to expect, because it seemed kind of like kid oriented. So it actually was dope though, because I was able to bring my kids in, and my sons, they like it. So you know, it's another Star Wars thing that I can kind of get them into, and they'll watch with me, because there's some stuff that they're not interested in, and it's probably just a little bit over their head, that's why. So yeah, man, that was dope. Silo season two has been really good. I'm not gonna really get into that until it's over, just because I know it's like people that like to binge it, you know what I mean, once all the episodes is out. So I'm not gonna get into that, because that's going right now. What if season three, and apparently it's the final season, so I don't know that it was as good as the first two seasons, but they had some really good episodes. I'll put it that way. Like, the first two seasons, even though there was like random episodes and they're all fine and work as something on their own. Like, the season three just really kind of had like its own thing. Every episode was its own thing. And they really only brought it together the last two episodes, you know, kind of brought it together. So I guess I liked the fact that the first two seasons, it seemed like every episode mattered towards the next episode, even though they were its own individual episode. And in this one, it seemed like, hey, you got these individual episodes and only a little bit matters to the grand scheme of the season. So I have to say that's my only disappointment. It was all dope episodes. I guess because of that, though, like in the season finale, I was kind of expecting something that was going to be like, oh, man. So that thing at the first episode did mean something, you know what I mean? And I never really got that. And, you know, that was just me, I guess, because they kind of tuned me up for some hash on the first two. But I don't know, as a Marvel fan, I should have known that that's never really been what What If was. What If was always, it's just on its own thing. Half the time, nothing good happens at the end of the What If shows anyways. And you're like, man, I don't want to read this What If. So, you know, it was dope that they did some new things on there. Some really big things, and it was cool to see. You know what I mean, yeah, man. Movie wise, I think Deadpool and Wolverine was about the only movie I really even went to the movie theaters to see, and that was fire. Although I heard somewhere people was hating on that movie. I don't know why people thought it was trash. Like it was Deadpool on steroids. So I mean, if you like the first one, I don't understand why you wouldn't like this one, to be honest with you. So it was smooth to me. Some other TV shows that aren't really like sci-fi nerdy or anything, like I stumbled on this rom-com called Nobody Wants This, with Adam Brody and Kirsten, what's her name, or Kristen Bell. That's a dope show. So I mean, if you're into rom-coms, or your significant others in the rom-coms, y'all should definitely check that out together, for real. Trying to think what else I've been rocking with. A Man on the Inside, I rock that. It's a comedy. It's not, like I said, it's not sci-fi, nerdy, geek, nothing like that. But that's a good little switch up. And, you know, if you're waiting in between seasons or something. Yeah, man. Shout out to YSL, because that kept me interested for a little bit. I was watching the YSL trials, so shout out to the to everybody involved. And I wish y'all nothing but blessings, and I pray that you know, these events lead you guys to you know, just living a more mature life. You know what I mean? A lot of opportunities for y'all. It'd be a shame for it to just go to the waste, you know, based off of the negativity that y'all was surrounded by growing up. And I get it, you know what I mean? It's easy to fall back into the tropes, you know, the neighborhood. And, you know, I just pray that you guys are able to see beyond that and mature into a place where, you know what I mean, none of that is even attractive to you. So, shout out to all the homies from YSL, and you know, happy that it seemed like most of it worked out for everybody as far as getting back into the community. So yeah, man, I've been out here for about a little over an hour. Got kicked off IG Live twice, actually about four times, honestly. I'm going to try to add a little mix on here. I've done a few, so I don't even know. Like I said, y'all rock with me on my Patreon. Patreon is only $1. I ain't tripping. You ain't tripping. We ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make a profit out y'all. I got to charge you something. You won't let me just do a straight up free, as far as I know. If someone does know, let me know, and I'll hook it up for the free Patreon. And y'all could just come in, rock with me. I'm just trying to build a community, man. We just trying to do our thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to all have some like-minded people together. We get together and celebrate life. You know what I mean? Celebrate the joys of life. And these things that entertain us, you know what I mean? So if you're rocking with that, come rock with me on the Patreon, you know what I'm saying? And I usually throw up some mixes on there. As things start to progress a little bit more this year, I will be putting more exclusive content when it comes to like interviews and that kind of thing. And yeah, I'm gonna try to get back to y'all soon because I didn't even talk about Winter Madness that went down back in Mount Clemens. Again, shout out to Calico and the Black Mafia Battle League. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be a part of it this time. Just conflict schedules. Yeah, I mean, I had things going on with my family at a family event. Got my daughters dedicated, so you know what I mean. But I definitely been watching some of the YouTube videos that they've been dropping, and man, I missed a doozy. I did miss a doozy Lou. But for sure, man, I just wanted to shout out them. And hopefully if they got something coming back in the spring, your boy will be in the building again, and I'll hook y'all up with, like I said, some exclusive content, especially if they have it there again, because like I said, I already know the venue. I know where I'll be setting up, like all that. The more you start to do things, you know what I mean, obviously it makes it a little bit easier. Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. Happy 2025, happy new year. 2024 has been a blessing. I appreciate everybody that's rocked with me this year. Man, 2020, I'm excited to get into 2025 because we're going to do some things. You feel me? So, what up, though? Shout out to y'all. Happy New Year. Deuces. I'm heading to bed. It's late. Appreciate y'all.
Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsis. Niggas watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B-Pump with stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Apps all in the corner, mumbling raps. Fumbling packs of Blackie Miles. Crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Was it my record deal, but still I couldn't believe it. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math, if he made it, that mean I made it. Everything I had was for the team, I remained patient. Grinding with my brothers, it was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts.
Use your heart and not your eyes. Baby, just relax your eyes. You got time and I got time.
My nigga Dave had a champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That nigga wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A high head, squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mix by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my nigga for shit show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana Chicken River Boat special, sleeping next to O2 our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, "Dot, you won't be slept on. You the nigga to bet on." Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts.
Use your heart and not your eyes. Baby, just relax your eyes. You got time and I got time. Free your thoughts.
Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative, rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. T's kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies, some carrying debates of a top five. Burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping. The business, what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me. And now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick. I want to evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec. I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work because of me. Creatively, I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top, remember Harlem sessions? We would strategize to hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it fucked me up when D-Man passed. The motive was the condolences, but the pride crashed. I had to bypass old methodologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To how my young niggas let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your mind.
Gonna have sex if she look me in my eyes. Me and your hoe just met, already on family time. You and your niggas getting left, huh? Me and my ass getting right, nigga. Nigga in his neck with this nasty ass name. Pop, perk, throw up my sex. Ain't a yop off the rack. I can't give a fan no hook. They don't understand my vibe. They don't understand my side. They don't understand my pride. Me and my niggas out for blood. You and your niggas about to die. I can't show a nigga love. He ain't ready for the slag. Say, I can't show a nigga love if he ain't ready for the slag. He ain't turned up like me. He ain't on tip like I. Get a burnt up. Stick on my purse, it ain't for play. Keep a brick until we workin', got that yay.
finesse. Four rounds of a script and her fine ass. AR got an army issue clip. Where you find that? I ain't get that bitch from Action Impact. That's on fan them. Feel my niggas got them CC does while we riding with them. Feel my niggas don't, but on God, still on sight with her. We'll shoot you up if you want it or fight with you. Lately, I had no time for it. Got them pipes on us. Pack this bitch up. Light this bitch up. This ain't no stick up. But them sticks up. He stuck with the boo-boo face. He got his bitch fucked. Got her picked up. Yeah, she ate the dick up. Y'all don't spend no blocks, spend no money. Y'all don't spend nothing. Shit get deep. We get on y'all ass and we get money. Always trying to flip something. A nigga or his pickup. The hoe gon' give me head. She half dead and got the hiccup. I ain't got no problem with you, but I still up a chopper on you. You gotta play by side of the rules. Man, hit a nigga with a bottle of dope. Sticks follow up, get the socket on dude. We rich follow up, get the fine on dude. Yeah, I'ma take a hood rat right to the room. Can't no lame nigga fuck up my move. Keep the party going like it's Mardi Gras. Got the flying door, nothing by the door. I was minding my motherfucking business. I wasn't even trying to bother you. I ain't scared of you, nigga, not at all. I ain't sparing you, you ain't tired of all. Put a fair on you, we gon' round it off. To the nearest thousand, then knock you off. Can't be dropping you up. Still shoot your man, see knocking balls. Sir, eight balls look like cotton balls. To my fiends, I'm getting off. Ain't none of them got no fitting off. I can never rip them off. Motherfuckers got my people rich off dog. Dude, pop, perk, throw up my set. Ain't a yapper out the rack. I can't give a fan no hugs. They don't understand my fad. They don't understand my side. They don't understand my pride. Me and my niggas out for blood. You and your niggas about to die. I can't show a nigga love, he ain't ready for the slag. I can't show a nigga love if he ain't ready for the slag. He ain't turned up like me, he ain't on tip like I. Get a burnt up white teeth, get the fuck with my squad. Oh, 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 oh.
This episode of the MC Nerd Jock Show was brought to you by the United Negro Podcasting Guild of America, where we be podcasting. This episode was recorded at an undisclosed location in Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan. Edited in an undisclosed studio in New Baltimore, Michigan. All episodes of the MC Nerd Jock Show are brought to you by GC Productions, you already know. The intro and outro of the MC Nerd Jock Show are produced by none other than the legendary producer, Slumber Logic.